There is nothing that applies for me but Jesus. And I've gone through some desperate times. I'm going through desperate times now that I won't share with nobody. But they'd be terrible. Without Jesus, I'd be a nervous wreck. Mm-hmm. Be tore apart. Man, people say, you've never had it rough. No, I've never had it easy.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And God is the answer. Now this old nature, this world, I don't want it. I'm tired of it. And my source is in Jesus. My source is in the Spirit of God. Amen. And God is just breathing my heart today. That's why He called me so many years ago. Because there's so many people that's totally where they're at. We're not to look at the things that are seen. We're looking at the things which are not seen. Many of us, we got our eyes totally on what we see. And our visions are totally on what we see. Not going beyond that vision through the supernatural. The supernatural is where it's at. The natural is not where it's at.
That's right.
So that's the hurdle. And you know, people just look, and pastors just, they tell me that I'm really but I know it's in the Word.
Amen.
And I know it's exactly what God showed me. And when He's told me to do great and terrible, like the other day, go out there, you know. And I was scared to death. And the Spirit of God said, what are you afraid for? I'm taking care of you.
Amen.
And I mean, those trees come down just like I'm not a faller. I don't claim to do any of those. I am nothing but caterpillar, and I'm not doing it now. But God is the center. Father, I just pray for a mighty blessing here tonight. Lord, I pray for the mighty Mashiach, the glory to come down. Touch us afresh and new. Lord God, we realize that we're so needy. Lord God, that our makeup is as vapor. It's not going to even last. And Father, You are our strength. You are our chemistry. You are our way maker. You are our healer. You are our friend. You're our great God. You're our great Father. Oh, hallelujah, that inheritance that fades not away, reserved in heaven for us. Lord God, that we're a child of the King, that we're the King's kids. And Father, we praise You, Lama Kandari Lama Si. We praise You because You're glorious. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. You're a glory beyond splendor. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank You for this wonderful time. Lord, we thank You. And we pray that many others might come into this, but seems like no one wants what You have, but I know it's real. I feel Your presence, and I feel that agape power, and I feel that totalness in You, and You're coming back soon. And Father God, the things that You're showing me, many, many, many are not going to be prepared for that day. Many, many have invested in the things, the cares of this world, and the cares of this world have drawn them from the center of Thy Word and Thy will this night. And Father, I pray for these. I pray for a mighty blessing upon them, but I pray, Lord God, that they had waken up. Lord God, that they would... that their eyes would be no longer blinded, but they would receive the miraculous. They would wish for the glory, and they would by that wish, and they would come into the place that they can at least smell the glory, and then they might come close enough that they see the glory, that they live the glory, that they are part of the glory. Hallelujah! The glory of God to come upon us. Manifest Yourself in this night in the wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God of Mashiach, Hallelujah, we pray for Your glory. I pray for the Spirit of God, for each one here to feel Thy presence. Feel Thy presence, Lord God. Touch afresh and anew. Give us that desire that You're sweeter than anything in this world. You're sweeter than all the things that they can make that smell right. Father, You're beyond every measure and everything greater. And Father, You're lasting. You never fade away. Hallelujah. Lord, we just praise You. We give You glory and thank You. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Ever since from the very beginning of time when God started dealing with man, He didn't tell us to be like the world. He told us to be singular. He told us to expect a great large portion, not to be willing to take second best, but willing to press through, press into His presence. In His presence, there's both in His right hand pleasures evermore. Glory to God. We need that chemistry that God is because we lack within ourselves. This body lacks. It lacks. If it can't have love, it falls apart.
Yes.
And we don't have the Holy Ghost, we can't make it very long. We're like an extreme machine that has to be, everything has to be totally right on it. And that's the way we are. To us, to work, we have to be totally right. And the only way that we can be right is the power of the Holy Ghost. It makes us right. That we don't worry. We don't try to understand. We don't have to worry what we're speaking because we know it's the Spirit of God. And we don't worry about the Spirit of God. We're able to accept, even when we don't understand, we want to accept His will by faith. And that's where faith starts building with our lives, that we can have that faith in a supernatural power that we don't actually physically see. But we know He's there. He's above which we can see. We can see all the liabilities in this world. There's problems every place we look. When the fire season starts, there's going to be fires unless God intervenes. There's going to be problems. Lightning strikes. All these things can come to pass. They're liabilities. And we live in a time whenever we go drive down the highway as a liability. Possibly happen. You're saved through God. But the liability is there's a chance that you might not make it. But we don't see that. We got to dwell in the promises. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. And we have to do that by developing ourselves in Him. Like myself, I've had a terrible time this year with coughing. But it really doesn't make that much difference. Amen. If God can use me, He's able to use us. And we have to have that faith in Him. There's people quit because, oh, if I'm not totally where I should be, I'm not going to do nothing. Well, then you're not going to do nothing. He takes us as we are, and we must appreciate as we are, that we might be content in every state we're in. We come in this world with nothing, and we're going to leave it with nothing, but it says while we're here to be content in all the areas of life, we remain faithful in Him, content in Him. So God spoke to the children of Israel, go and possess the land. And that's what He's telling us, possess the land. Possess, the sky is the limit. You know, kids down there, those that really want to seek me, there's no ceiling of what can happen. It's beyond imagination. But I really believe, and I bless their hearts, because men are really trying hard to do work for God. But I think that's a fallacy. It's a problem because it doesn't say that in the Word. So you abide in me, and my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what you will, and shall be done. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So before we adventure into anything, we should test those points. We should test them. I would not put an engine together. And the Lord spoke to me this. When I put an engine together, I knew it was going to run. Because I put every step up, I knew as closely as I could do right. And that's the way our bodies are with the Lord Jesus Christ. We give Him a body. He made this, but yet we got to return and give it back to Him. And that's the hard part that many people don't know how to do. They don't want to give back what they don't have. The Bible says the natural man receives not the things from the Spirit of God. For the foolish is unto him, neither can he know them, for they're spiritually discerned. Spiritually discerned. It's not in the natural. So you really don't have to know what so much you read this as a word. Yes, and you should know to a certain extent what you're reading. But also, if you're in a service where the Spirit of God is moving, you don't really have to know God. Somehow, He just gets it in you. And what happens to you is more important than the words that come to you. Man is probably in the Word somewhat, but that's the way it should be. God is a supernatural spirit that takes A, B, and C and makes a word out of it. But He puts it inside like a computer. I don't know anything about computers, but computers, they store what you put into it.
That's right.
And they release it when you call for that release. But God does it the same way, only to a different way. The release comes from Him, and we put the story in. And sometimes He gives us the story also. But He expects us to study, to show ourselves approved unto Him, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So it's for our benefit that we no longer struggle, but we search for God. We search for Him. In Ecclesiastes, it says, I believe it is, They search, and that searching we need to take place, that we love Jesus so much. Would someone would dare die for me, that I cannot respond in any other manner, that He has to be the greatest one in my life. But my wife, my mother, my dad, all people before Brother Clint, Sister Jan, Sister Ballard, He has to be the head one. And through that, He's my glory. He's my lifter. He's my friend. He's my way maker. He's my healer. He's my savior. He's the one that does the impossible. He's the one that grants me His love, grants me His blessing. And we should be so in love with God that whatever happens to our day, praise God. We cannot live in a way when we lose it. We got to hold on to it. Because hard times is when we really need God. When everything is right, yes, it's nice to love Him. But praise God, when everything gets still wrong, terribly wrong, can you still love Him? Can you still have that peace, that joy? That when you're going to lose everything you have, and you may send you off to you don't know where, you got that peace, that favor with God. And that's what God is speaking to my heart that must be elevated in the hearts of His people in this last days. That we realize that it's not a denomination, it's not a church, it's not a pastor, it's not even how great they are. And their ministries are really limited because they're to get souls saved. But after souls are saved, they should go into the fullness. And they should have people capable of getting them into the fullness of God. And the pastor doesn't know, there should be someone that knows how to get them to the glory land.
Amen.
And that's what's wrong. There's a warring going on in this area. And they don't want any part of it. Because they don't know. But they don't have to know.
Amen.
But they just believe God. God is the answer. And He's not setting anyone in there to threaten them or none of these, but they don't want this. And it's something that's because of our makeup. God is trying to take the old man, which has a bunch of hang-ups. And it's not easy for us somehow to say, I'm sorry. It's not easy to say, I don't want to have my way. But these are some of the areas that God wants to develop in us that we might be special in His eyes. That we would cast all of our cares upon Him, for He cares for us. Until we can grow in this dimension, we're like a tree that the other day fell down. And I stood up there and I thought, I was praying about the Spirit of God. Says, you know what's wrong with this tree? I said, no. Spirit of God says, this is where most of my people are. They're not deep enough in me that they can bear my blessings on them. But most of His people could not stand the weight of His glory. The weight of His glory is too overcoming. And you'll break down on it. That's why we need to walk in the balance of the Spirit of God. He comes with the glory of God. God wants to start growing in the Lord. And it doesn't really matter what people are doing, what they're saying, but it matters what God is saying, what He's doing. It really doesn't matter so much of how what we've done 5 or 10 years ago, but it's what we're doing now, the practical now, because we know He's coming very soon. This should be in our hearts, our lives, the witness within us that He is coming through the clouds of glory. He may come this night. Oh, hallelujah, I want to see Him. Sister Jan, I want to be with Him. Hallelujah, what a wonderful time it's going to be. God wants to bring us into that close fellowship, that close walk. And you don't hear this in churches. He wants to bring us into it. I heard a sermon Sunday that was good, but it was way, way distant. And it was using the word. People started moving. But God would like to speak to our hearts and bring us into that place that we can have fellowship. God wanted fellowship with Adam and Eve. But sin came and stopped that fellowship. And that's why we're today, Bible says, we must consider the things that so beset us. And we need to take great heed to things lest we fall. And that we know ourselves, there's problems that I have that probably you don't have, and we vice versa. But we don't have to look on the problem, but we know without God that I'm a failure. And although He saved me, wants me to be righteous, but my righteousness comes in what He has for me. And I have to come to that place that I, even though if I'm wayward, the only way that I'm going to get back to where I'm supposed to be is Him. I cannot do it any other way but come to Jesus. We try to get programs, but that's, Jesus is the answer. And our relationship is the answer. Relationship is the answer. We need to take great determination to seek Him, not to seek men. But to seek Him, seek what He has, and the rest of it will take place for itself. It's having done all to stand after it stand, you'll stand. But the other way is, we're trying to stand, and having to stand, we're falling over. We're falling like that tree that fell down, because it didn't have enough body in the tree to hold up the weight of the fruit. Many of us, we want the fruit of the Spirit. Joy, peace, goodness, but it's not going to be, we don't have enough dimension underneath of us as footing to hold the load of that fruit on us. We'll collapse under the load. We'll collapse under the fruit of God. We need the joy of the Lord, but we need to have it where we don't fall apart getting the joy of the Lord. We need to seek God with all of our hearts. And I don't know how to try to, I've thought about that tonight, how to be able to tell you really what you have to do. What I've had to do 30 some years ago, I had to not to try to please any man but God. And all at the same time, I was having all kinds of false people come to me saying a lot of input, but you can't let it hurt you. You just say, do I want God or do I? And they're doing good. Salvation is a wonderful gift. And we need people getting people saved. We need that. But we can't forget about the old us that's falling apart if we don't keep maturing. It's nice to have the one that goes and plants the fields, gets those green crops up and gets the water coming on the field. But it takes that one that will work through the summer, through the heat, to be able to, for that fruit to mature. And we're losing. And that's what all those dreams God showed me was about. He was losing his people after they get planted. Oh, I feel the glory of God.
Amen.
He's here that we might go beyond that. And the pastors are falling apart too. I can see it. The heavy loads are pulling apart. They're failing and not their own selves. God's feeling them. He wants them to favor them, but they're not waking their eyes. The enemy has come in like a flood. He's come in to make havoc on the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can read it in Thessalonians. It talks about it. That he will come in and he will take great vengeance on the church. And we are the church. I don't claim to be anything or anyone special, but I know the one that is special.
Amen.
And I believe without it, we'll fail. I talked to a pastor the other day, and he was telling me of quite a few pastors that I know that they're backslid, changing wives. See, that's a bad... See, when we start falling apart, we just fall apart all over. And pretty soon we can't handle ourselves. And years ago, I remember in some of these people, anger is something they need to control right off the start. Because anger, when anger, I've seen it on people, when it comes, it's like everything's black and everything, and it's something that we must really fight against. It's not the only... But anger destroys relationships. Envy and strife are some of the ones that destroy relationships. There's some sins undeathness, some sins it's not undeath. Many times this that we as picture out, we pick most of our preaching, we picture this fellow that's down on Skid Row and he's down on these terrible places. We picture him as part of the, but he's really not. The one that fails God and the one that has not faith in God, God pictures him in a special way. We gotta have faith in God. I'm not here to criticize. I'm just here to what I know what we have, but it's in the Word.
That's right.
For who hath known the mind of the Lord that we might instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
You know, everything that we do, we search in our life when we start out as a young family. Even we're a Christian family, we try to relate to the things that are spiritual. And hopefully we grow and to mature in a way that our families are, you know, sort of, we fit in certain churches and everything. We go to Sunday morning church and we go to Sunday night and maybe Wednesday night and we sort of fit in with the crowd. And we sort of, and we pay our tithes, and at the end, as time goes on, we don't really see, there's not any really growth. And actually, probably we go the other way. We get a little bit more hard-hearted. We get where we're a little less, we don't care quite as much. We took an examination, this is what would come out. And we're not very, if we see our brother or sister fail, we're not as very charismatic about getting them back on the road. And we lose out a little bit of our ground. If we just take an average, we take a toll, or while they make up these, but the average Christian, this would be their what would come forth. But there needs a time from the time when we start in a family growing. That's when we need the voice of the Holy Ghost. But it's not to stop there. And most people stop there, and the Holy Ghost is just, he becomes, in your prayer closet, go and pray to him. And pretty soon that, if we're not careful, that experience cools down. And it cools down to the extent that you don't really have it. And basically the only one that has it is, I'm telling the truth, The only one that has it is the new ones that come in for a few days, and then we're not careful. Us old people try to butt in and tell them that what they have is not right. So there's it's like a quenching a fire. You know how you quench a fire? You quench it. And this is done time and time and again. And then when we start having revivals, well now if people get too loud and too spiritually, you know, we can't keep this under control. So we make these great men come together, especially, and the women I think are better. They keep on doing it. But us men have a tendency of putting guidelines. We don't want people to get too emotional. We don't want them to get worked up because we know that after a couple of years, they're going to lose that joy. So pretty soon what they say is basically that when the Spirit of God comes upon you, that's flesh. And they believe it. And well, when you're in the Spirit, they believe it's flesh. And when you're in the natural is when you're in the Spirit. And I'm so sure that a lot of pastors really believe that most. I've faced them. And this is a terrible problem if this is what's taking place. But what should be taking place is when we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It should be the receiving Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Nothing that thrills my soul like Jesus. We need to keep that thought continually. We're not going to lose it because He's my way maker to get to heaven. I believe that we can lose out. Now, I know there's people, you said Calvinists, but they believe once saved, always saved. But it doesn't show me this in the scriptures. It doesn't. That we must work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We must seek God. And the Bible said, many are called, but few are chosen. There's a lot of words that give emphasis on this. So if it's going to be that day when the Bible says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. We're all going to stand before the Lord God in heaven. We're going to be, each one of us, stand before God, Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's going to be a terrible day unless we have that peace. That peace that remains in our heart. And that's the part that we have to work on. Having peace in my heart. Having that peace keeps peace. Hallelujah. That great settled peace. We must develop it. We must work at it. We must claim it. We must believe for it. It's the part of God that God wants us to retain, that we might walk in His joy. That when we get where we lose our joy, we lose our heart. We don't have that compassion. We can't move in the Spirit. And someone needs to be prayed for. We're not in no condition to pray for nobody because we're out of step with God. So we need to come to a place growing in the Lord. And I believe how it's going to be done is basically what we're doing right here in this table. People searching for God, moving through the Spirit. You can have all the clamor, all the flag raising, all the jipping up and down, but a lot of it is not God. It's not Him. He moves through the Spirit. And sometimes we feel Him more out of the church than we do in the church. Something is incorrect. Something is not, and I'm just saying this, everybody should take this evaluation of every church, of every person with God. But nobody wants to take it because they're going to fail. And this is the part that got to me about 35 years ago. I said, I could see this. We were losing out. We were losing it. I would get prayed through on Sunday night, and by Tuesday, Wednesday night, I was way out of the pictures. And I said, Lord, something's wrong. I don't have the joy of the Lord. I don't have that peace. I don't have that. I remember I worked one weekend up at Little Valley. And on about 2 o'clock on a Monday morning, worked all weekend. And I dropped the whole tray of tools down in the rocks. And boy, did I come unglued. And that was the last time in my life that I ever got up mad. That I know of. I got so sick. And I said, Lord, help me to go through this. I can stand. So I don't know what our weaknesses are different, but we need to draw, if the Bible says we need to draw nigh to Him. So we need to do everything that it takes to draw nigh to God. And then it says on the reverse side, resist the devil. Resist him. But we, as we read God's word, it puts a filling, a part of God in us that helps us, enable us, that we might proceed on. And if we don't take this filling of the Spirit of God within us, pretty soon we're very immature. Our character, we're like stunted trees, stunted grass. And that's not beautiful in the eyes of the Lord. We need to grow in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And I'm not here to point fingers, but God started speaking to my heart. And I think the same, what he gave me will work in people. First of all, I prayed for 8 years, basically, every time I got a chance. And I was very serious. Then I got a neck injury. And the doctors told me I was going to die. And I thought, well, I'm going to die working, because at least when I'm working, I don't have, and I've got a responsibility in my family. So I didn't stop. I just kept working. But I kept praying. And God, after about 8 years, become 1977, he said, you're going to be healed. Within about 30 days, my neck was healed. And God, about 4 or 5 months after that, the Spirit of God just came down in a very special way. But that summer in July, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and says, I got a plan. And people laugh when I tell them about this plan. He says, I want you, every time you got a chance, I want you to tithe 10% of your time reading this word. And here I'm working. I said, okay. And the Spirit of God says, now when every time you're behind the steering wheel of this vehicle that you're in, I want you to pray in the Spirit. I don't want you to pray in the natural. None. So for about, I don't know how many years I did this. But something started developing in me that I could not understand. It was the glory of God. And I could start seeing it. I didn't have to know. The glory of Hashilah. Then the glory would come upon you. His presence. And he started showing me there was a protection that come around those that no one else could come against you. That people would come and say slanderous things, but they would not hurt you. And God told me, says, everyone that says my name is not doing my will. So don't let things bother you when someone that has my name and starts coming up and speaking to you harshly. Take it lightly. For if there's anything wrong, I'll tell you. And so we need to grow in that place where God is doing the checking. He's the one that's adding up the totals. He's the one that's making you know every day how you're balancing out, how you're living. And the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The heart needs to have a cleansing. It has needs to be remotivated, elevated. That's why people can't pray very fast. The heart's not where it should be. They haven't learned how to pray. They haven't learned how to seek God. And I feel for them. This has to be come into God's department. We must all seek him. And he doesn't exclude. And I know he's gift, and I've got to be very careful too, because the Lord has shown me that he doesn't expect people to have what I have. But they need to come into a place of having, because we don't measure ourselves against one to another. But we need to grow in the Lord. And that's all he's concerned with. Because there's people do different talents. We're not the same. God gives me a talent, but he gives you a different talent. And we complement one to another. We need to have that love of God that's beyond any imagination that we love. We love the Spirit of God. We feel the energy of God within us, that we desire him more than silver and gold, that we desire our God more than our homes or what we have, our lifestyle, that we love him beyond that, that he comes first, continuous, and that needs to be continually birthed in us day by day, because without it, we lose it. We lose our blessings, so we gotta keep working on it. Our house is very flimsy. It falls apart. It has to be worked on constantly. We have to take that old hammer out there, pull off those bad old shingles, and put on new all the time. And somehow, we gotta keep it, get them to study. We gotta get all through our house and start taking out the old things, the problem that has caused us to fail. The part that where our minds are no longer, that he will keep them a perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. I used to practice keeping my mind stayed on God, and it takes a while, and you can get your mind on God, and many times the average person cannot keep their mind stayed on God. It's impossible because they cannot do it. We need to grow. It needs to be our, we don't do it to gloat against one another, but it needs to be our aim in life that we will learn to keep our mind upon him. Bible says that we don't fret not ourselves because of evildoers. Neither be thy envious of workers of iniquity. Even though thou art a few, I am here in thy midst. And I say, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap, if ye faint not. I say, before the world, there's problems facing all mankind. I say, before the world, there's earthquakes, there's heartaches, many, many, many multitudes of problems. But I say, seek me. If those will seek me, I shall shelter them through the times of troublesome times. I shall keep them in the time of problems, and I shall enable them when they get weak within themselves. I'm here to comfort my beloved, and I say there is no other one that can help you like the Lord thy God. I am thy Savior. I am thy waymaker. I shall give thee peace, and I shall give thee rest, and thou shalt take heed to what thou hast heard this night, and thou shalt take it and live within it. Thou shalt grow, and thou shalt be blessed, and I shall enrich thee. I say, look not to the cares of this world or men's ways. I say, men are trying to do my will, and I see their hearts. But I say, my people need to realize they need a Savior, and I am here with my hands open toward those who will seek me, that I will enable them, that I will help them, that I will make them as pliable, that I will put my love within them. I will give them my joy, and I shall give them a vision. And I say, without a vision, my people will perish. And I shall give my people a vision, and they shall walk holy in my presence. And I shall counsel them, and I shall give them great joy, and I shall give them great peace, and I shall give them great determination. And I shall favor them, and my eyes shall be upon them, and I shall keep them, and I shall bless them. For they shall not wander, and they will no longer be scattered, for I shall keep my beloved in this last days, said the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.